Good morning, church. The word of the Lord is taken from 2 Samuel chapter 6, verses 1 through 6. It says, David again brought together all the able young men of Israel, 30,000. He and all his men went to Baala in Judah to bring up from there the Ark of God, which is called by the name of the Lord, the God Almighty, who is enthroned between the cherubim on the Ark. They set the Ark of God on a new cart and brought it from the house of Abinadab, which was on the hill. Usa and Ahio, sons of Abinadab, were guiding the new cart. With the Ark of God on it, and Ahio was walking in front of it, David and all Israel were celebrating with their might before the Lord, with castanets, harps, lyres, trembles, cisterns, and cymbals. When they came to the threshing floor of Nacon, Usa reached out and took hold of the Ark of God because the oxen stumbled. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word.
I just want to thank everybody for being here, and I want to welcome all guests that are here today. Thank you ever so much. Coming into the house of the Lord is present. Amen?
Amen.
And all right, did you notice the title of the message today?
Yes.
The message is to what? Give honor, glory, and power to God. God will not take second place. He's a first place God. Amen?
Amen.
All right, remember that. He's a first place God. He doesn't take second to anything or anyone. And sometimes, you know, when we have prayer, we have a prayer line. And I just like to mention how great and wonderful God is. And I think the song that we have sang here in the choir, and Vania does such a wonderful job with it, is that for every mountain. And the mountain symbolizes obstacles and symbolizes trials. And it says, for every mountain, I have so much to thank God for. So many blessings and so many open doors. And that's why I praise him. I praise him for bringing me over those mountains and for the doors that he opens before me and help me to overcome every trial that comes upon me. You know why he does that? Because what does the scripture say? God will put no more upon you than you're able to bear. Amen?
Amen.
So this morning, I will be speaking to you then about God's glory, God's honor, and reverence of God. Now you get that. Honor, glory, reverence, and I'll add obedience to God. That's what God desires. Amen?
Amen?
All right. And if we follow that, we will be what? God will bless his children. He will bless us. So let us focus our attention now in 1 Samuel. And I want you to bear with me because God is going to show us something. And some of you, I know you probably have read this. There's so much here that God wants to focus your attention on that you need to review this from time to time. And I find that as the years go by, I get older and should be forgetting some things. Well, I do, and that's true. But going back to this, God bringing my attention to it, you're able to see certain things that you haven't seen before. And you know, he says, here a little and there a little with repetition. And that's the key. Repetition. When you go over it again, God knows what you already know, and he knows what you don't know, and he knows what you need to know. Amen?
Amen?
All right, then. He knows what you need to know. So let me get this new technology in motion. My, you told me to push this arrow. Oh, I push it too much. Yeah, I better back it up here. One more. There we go. David again brought together out of Israel chosen men, 30,000. Get that, 30,000 chosen men. He and all his men, Bala of Judah, to bring up from there the Ark of God, which is called by the name of the Lord Almighty, who is enthroned between the cherubims that are on the ark. Now, why is the ark so important? God gave the ark of God to the children of Israel, and what's inside that ark? And what does it represent? The Ten Commandments are inside that ark, right? And that's God's law, the law to Israel, and it's for us as well. The Ten Commandments, of which we then, obedience, must obey God in that. They set the ark of God on a new cart and brought it from the house of Abinadab, which was on the hill. Uzzah and Ahio, sons of Abinadab, were guiding the new cart. Guiding, get it? Now, I want you to pay attention to what happened here, because it's going to come into play later on. Because everything God does, he does for a reason and a purpose, right? That's what he said. So you need to pay attention here, so when we get there, we'll know what happened there, so you will know what's going to happen when he tells you about it, okay? All right. With the Ark of God on it, Ahio was walking in front of the cart. David and the whole house of Israel were celebrating with all their might. They were celebrating. Why were they celebrating? They're celebrating because we're bringing the Ark of God. We're bringing it to Jerusalem. We're going to keep it there. And as we see why, you'll see why what happened here. Okay. They're bringing the Ark, the house of whole house of Israel was celebrating with all their might before the Lord with song and harp. Liars, they weren't liars, and I think these were musical instruments with lyres, tambourines, and cisterns and cymbals. We want to get the right picture. We don't want to get the wrong picture here. When they came to the threshing floor of Nacon, Uzzah reached out, took hold of the ark of God because the oxen stumbled. An old country boy like me, I know what it means when an oxen stumbles. Yes, the Lord's anger burned against Uzzah because of his irreverent act. Therefore, God struck him down, and he died there beside the ark. Well, why would God do that? The man was trying to do something, do what he thought was right. The ark was going to fall off the cart. It was going to be damaged. So he held on to it, and he stopped it. God killed him. Was that just? Now, we serve a just God. Was that just? Why did God do that? When here's a person who is trying to do what is right and save the ark from falling off a cart and being damaged. Then David was angry. What's going on, God? What's happening? David was angry because the Lord's wrath had broken out against Uzzah, and to this day, that place in Israel is called Perez Uzzah. So people in remembrance of what happened in this particular spot, as they come to that spot in remembering Uzzah, what happened there. Now, what we need to do is go back a little bit and set the stage so we can find out, well, why was the ark there in the first place? Ah, why was it there in the first place? So let me say this. The Israelites and the Philistines were at war. They were fighting. And the Philistines were getting the best of God's people. They were beating them up. Because, you see, Israel had done what? They had dishonored God. They're going their way instead of God's way. And so when they saw that they were losing the battle, they said, you know what we better do? We better go send for the Ark of God and bring it here so we can get the victory. God will fight for us. All right, yeah. So the people sent men to Shiloh, and they brought their ark of the covenant of the Lord God Almighty, who is enthroned between the cherubims, and Eli's two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, were there with the ark of the covenant of God. They were there, but you have to read, like say, do your Bible study and find out that Phinehas and Hophni, they were some bad guys, but they were Levites. When the ark came into the camp, all Israel raised such a great shout that ground shook. They were so happy. Oh, we're going to get the victory now. Hearing the uproar, the Philistines asked, what's all this shouting in the Hebrews' camp? When they learned that the ark of the Lord had come into the camp, the Philistines were afraid. Why? What the ark can do? You know, God had done so many wonderful things and marvelous things that the word had gotten out. This God of Israel is a God that you better watch out for. So the Philistines were afraid. A God has come into the camp, they said. We are in trouble. Nothing like this has ever happened before. Woe to us. Who will deliver us from the hand of these? Pay attention. I keep saying paying attention because I want you to get this. Now notice what they said, and it's what they say that you need to pay particular note to. Woe to us. Who will deliver us from the hand of these mighty gods? God is only one God. There is only one God. You get the picture? They said, who's going to deliver us from these mighty gods? Why? They served multiple gods, idols. That's what they did. And so this is their expression. Who's going to deliver us from these mighty gods? They are the gods who did what? They heard it. Struck the Egyptians with all kinds of plagues in the desert. Ah, we get the picture here. We better watch out. After the Philistines had captured the ark of God, what? God did not vindicate his people. He didn't fight the battle for them. There must be a reason why he didn't. He had, you just read, he had defeated all these other people, but not this time. After the Philistines had captured the ark of God, they took it to Ebenezer to Ashdod. To Ashdod. Why did God allow this to happen? They took it to Ebenezer. They took it to Ashdod. The story gets more exciting. Then they carried the ark into Dagon's temple and set it beside poor Dagon. They set the ark of God beside Dagon. Okay. After the Philistines had captured the ark, took it to Ebenezer, to Ashdod, then they carried the ark to Dagon's temple. What happened here with this thing? Oh, when the people of Ashdod rose early, hey, okay. When the people of Ashdod rose early the next day, there was Dagon. Dagon, whatever you want to call him. There was Dagon. Fallen on his face on the ground before the ark of the Lord. Hey, how about that? But why is God doing all of this? Oh, he got a reason. God never does anything without a reason. Okay. They took poor Dagon and put him back in his place. That wasn't good. They put him back in his place. You think he would stay there, right? But the following morning when they arose, there was Dagon. Dagon this time had fallen on his face on the ground before the ark of the Lord. His head, his hands, and his had been broken off and were lying on the threshold. On the threshold, only his body remained. Only his body remained. Now, Dagon. Dagon was a fish god, as we would say. He was made in the image of, well, something like, a mermaid. But it was a man, it was a male. And he had arms, he had a torso, he had head. That was, arms and things were broken off. Why did God do that? Why? I keep asking why. Do you know why yet? But he killed Uzzah, his own Israelite. But he killed him. Now they took the ark, get this, they took the ark and took it to Ashdod. Uzzah was only trying to keep it from falling. He didn't do anything to them when they took it away and took it to Ashdod and sit it in this pagan temple, did he? What's God up to? God's up to something. Now, the people of Bethshemir, now let me back up a little bit concerning when they took it to Ashdod. What happened here in Ashdod after that second time, God, emeralds, if you read the account, the emeralds came, broke out. God broke out with emeralds upon the people, that is. The emeralds broke out on them. So the Philistines, I think I could move this along a little bit faster if I just tell you what happened here. So the Philistines, they decided they would move it from Gath and they would move it to another city. All right. They move it from Gath and they move it to another city. So later on, these people got emeralds. And so they say, well, we'll move it some other place. And the people say, hey, they bring the art here. We don't want it here. Why are they bringing the art here? We don't want it here. But they moved it there. Moved it wherever they moved it. They kept moving it and moving it around, and they moved it around for a while. The Philistines kept the ark for 7 months. But all these things going on, why didn't they get rid of it? Why? Why didn't they send it back? I think if we get the message, hey, this is happening to us. We took this ark. We know this God, how great he is and what he has done. And look at what's happening now to us. Why don't we give it back to them? No, they didn't do that. What they wanted to do, the Philistines kept the ark 7 months. They brought the ark to their temple in the act, now get this, in the act of celebration of Dagon. Our God is great. Remember we sing that song, our God is great, there is none greater? Well, they were singing it in the reverse. Our God is greater than your God, and we put your God here before this God because our God is greater than your God. So what they did, they brought the ark to the temple in the act of celebration of Dagon and belittlement of God. It's what they did. And belittlement of the God of Israel. Now, however, we're still missing a point. However, the wrath of God was not immediate as it was on Uzzah. In fact, God's wrath came slowly and grew over time, 7 months. He didn't kill them, but later on some did die. Don't get me wrong. But immediately he killed Uzzah, and we're going to see another example. Why did he do that? He didn't do anything here as far as killing these people when they brought him into Dagon, put him there and all of that. He didn't do that. Oh, honor, glory, and praise and worship our God. Now I want to got to tell you some of this. Returning the ark. They finally got the message. After 7 months and all the problems, God just kept giving them difficulties and problems and emeralds. They finally got the message. You know what? It ain't worth it. We better send this thing back to Israel. Let's get rid of it. And so they decided to do that, and they did. If you read the account, to read the the account of what they did. Because that's going to be the next part of this that's important, and it's going to explain the whole thing of what happened and why it occurred. The whole thing of what happened and why. So, the story is about honor, respect, reverence, and obedience of God. That's what it's about. Honor, respect, reverence, and obedience of God. Returning the ark. In 1 Samuel 6:13. Five rulers of the field. I told you about that. God struck down some of the men of Beth-Shemer. All right, that's where I want to go, Beth-Shemer. Okay. Okay, the cart, when they brought the cart back, the cart came, that's the Philistines, returned the cart now to Israel. The cart came to the field of Joshua of Beth-Shemesh. And there it stopped beside a large rock. It stopped beside a large rock. Now we're back to Israel. Things are going to shift. The people chopped up the wood. Now we're back to Israel. Now you see what the Israelites do. The people chopped up the wood of the cart, sacrificed the cows, and as a burnt offering unto the Lord. Duh. Israel. That's what they did. When the Philistines returned it, the Levites took down the ark of the Lord together with the chest containing the gold objects, because what happened was the Philistines sent back, say, something almost like a peace offering, and the gold things of the emeralds and all of that they put in there. That's why you need to read the whole story. They put that in there. And so the Levites took down the ark of the Lord together with the chest containing the gold objects and placed them on a large rock. On that day, the people of Beth-Shemer offered burnt offerings and made sacrifices to the Lord. The five rulers now of the Philistines, they're watching what's happening now. This is an interesting story. They're watching what's happening because they know what happened to them. So the five rulers of the Philistines saw all of this and then returned the same day back to Ekron. Ah, we don't get this. They returned back to Ekron. But we're dealing with the Israelites now. But God struck down some of the men of Beth-Shemer. Why? Putting 70 of them to death. Now, different translations give you a different figure. One, the King James says, I think it's 450, if I remember correctly. No, it wasn't 450. It was 50,070. Refer to my notes. 50,070. 50,070. But they think that that's a mistranslation through the Hebrew, that it was probably 70. But 70. How many was Philistines? What did they do? But it is 70? God killed them. Why? All right. Glory, honor, praise, and respect to God. This is what it's all about. And we will see. So, obedience. The death of Uzzah. God had outlined specific instructions. God gives us the Ten Commandments. God had outlined specific instructions as to how the ark was to be carried and who was to carry it. Israel supposed to have known all of this. They didn't do it. They were disobedient to God. They were walking contrary to him. That's why he allowed them to be captured in the first place. They figured they would bring God the ark out there and God would protect them and all of that. after they have done all the things that they had done. Yes, but it didn't work that way. Now, what are we to learn from all of this? Obedience is the key thing. If they had obeyed God, it wouldn't have happened in the first place. It would not have happened in the first place. And that's key for each and every one of us. If we obey God, God desires what? Obedience over sacrifice. Remember the example of Saul. Go annihilate the Amorites. Oh, Saul. Yeah. He didn't do that. Saul made sacrifice at Samuel. Well, Samuel, the delay just coming, so he made sacrifices. Oh. And when Samuel did come, he says, well, they asked him what happened. He said, well, I obeyed the voice of God. The people have done this. Samuel said, obey is better than sacrifice. And I say that to all of us today. Obedience is what God is looking for. You can go back to Genesis. Adam, don't take of this tree. You may take of this one. Obey my voice, for in the day you take of that other tree, that tree of knowledge of good and evil, you're as good as dead. Because you're going to do knowledge of good and evil, you know what it is? I'm going to do things my way. And you're not going to do things God's way. And so therefore then, you suffer the consequences of your poor judgment and your poor thoughts. And it's getting worse today in our society. Amen. So obedience is better than sacrifice. So that's what it's all about. It's about obeying God. And remember when the Philistines, they didn't know. God holds you accountable for what you know. That's why they weren't killed. He didn't kill them because ignorance. They were ignorant of what to do. God then took that into account. The Israelites, on the other hand, knew. They knew. And so you see the difference of what happened. That's why it happened. Because they knew better. And I say to us today, you know, we are the firstborns, the first fruits. You know better. If you don't know, you need to try and find out. You know. God doesn't put more upon you than you are able to bear. Did you remember that? And so I just love this example because you can see the Philistines, they try to belittle, they try to raise Dagon above the God, our God. And God wasn't upset because he knew they were ignorant and they didn't know any better. But he showed them that this Dagon couldn't compete. He toppled him down. He broke him apart. And so he saw what began to happen to the people as they moved him from place to place. They said, there's something to this. You know, I'm thinking, yeah, maybe they wanted to keep God since they found out how mighty he was, that we want to keep him, but they didn't know what to do to keep him. So they sent him back. They sent him back. And then when it came back to the people who should have known what to do, they didn't do. They sacrificed, set up the cows, sacrificed the cows. Then they opened the ark, though the story. They opened the ark and they looked into it, is what they did. And God struck them dead because of irreverence and respect of God. The ark of God is what? The ark of God represents the throne of God, the mercy seat, the cherubim that covers God's throne. That's what it represents. And they disrespected that. They knew that. As coming through the wilderness and coming out of Egypt, and they saw the mighty works of God, they knew. And they showed irreverence to God. That's why God did what he did. But he shows mercy to those who are ignorant of who he is. And he shows love and compassion. And that's what he did. But here we see then why Uzzah. Took a little while getting to why Uzzah. God slew Uzzah. But he slew Uzzah because Uzzah Uzzah was a Levite, by the way. You know. Uzzah should have known the history, he should have known. But God also wanted to make a point, as you can see from the story. God wanted to make a point. And so I say to you, today, what can we take away from this today? Besides what I've already told you, just take a look at the world around us today and the technology that we have. There's so many things going on, and some of you have your tablets on your lap, and you're going through it. I hope you continue to use it in the right manner and way for the right purpose. Because there, God has placed us in a technology today, like he said, that knowledge is going to increase and people are going to run to and fro. And it has increased. It's what you do with it, keeping in mind that you must revere God and let God show you the way and walk in his path. Because he is God of all. He will not take second place. He is a first place God. And you should love him with all your heart. Amen?
Amen.
All right. That's our God. Not a second place God at all. He is a first place God, and he loves his children. And he, or we, will have, we can gain the entire kingdom. At least he's going to give it to us. And I just want to thank you for that, and thank you for your undivided attention. And just remember, it's day gone, not all gone. But amen? All right. Now, at this time, we come to, prayer. You got that right. See, I got the prayer. I just wanted to see if you were paying attention. If you're paying attention, see? You think I would forget the prayer after what I just said? Don't answer that one. Almighty God, our Father, we love you, Lord. We give you praise and we thank you, Father, for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for being patient with us. Father, sometimes we just make some real bad mistakes, but Father, you correct us, and Father, you lead us on. We thank you ever so much, Heavenly Father, for each and every one who is here in the sound of the voice of your servant, that Almighty God, they would take these things to heart to honor, respect, and magnify and glorify you and be obedient to all that you say and all that you do. We give you praise and thanks for all things and ask it in the name of your loving Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.